Hello, friends, and welcome to The Point, the home services podcast that focuses on marketing and operational solutions to help you get better. Because if you're not getting better, you're getting worse. Now, let's cut through the bullshit and get to the point.
There it is. What's up, everybody? Chris Yano, your host of To The Point Home Services Podcast. What's up to my co-hosts, Mr. Tall Paul Redman over in North Carolina? Come on and raise up.
Was that, is that Nelly you just quoted there? Or am I way off?
No, it's not Nelly, but it's like one of those type of guys. I can't remember. That's really old. I just totally dated myself because I'll bet you, like, Kyle never even heard that song a day in his life.
He probably didn't. Chris, it is good to be here. Today is a big day and a good day for To The Point. You know, we woke up this morning not knowing this was coming, but the ACHR news that many of our listeners read, they get the hard copies, they get the digital copies, named us as one of the more influential podcasts in our space, which is, you know, that's interesting to us because we started this just to serve and give, and it has become so much more than that. So, man, it's a good day at To The Point. Let's go.
So, yeah, man, that's awesome news. It was pretty cool to see that last night. And so to all of our listeners, thank you. That's pretty amazing, especially in such a short time frame. And the volume of people that reach out to us has been really, really good. The volume of downloads is crazy. I can't believe how fast it's grown. It's a lot of fun. It's a hell of a lot more work than I ever thought it was going to be. So I bit off way more than I could chew, but I'm having a good time. So I want to introduce our guests. I say guests. So we have a couple of gentlemen that we've been talking to for a few months now. And it's one of these deals that over the years, in my tenure of being in the home services space, specifically in digital marketing. So for those listeners who might be new, I'm the CEO of a company called Rhino Strategic Solutions, and we are only a digital marketing firm for the trades. That's what it's been the last 12 years. So I've come across a lot of different companies. I've come across a lot of different people, businesses, I mean, you name it, over that time. And every once in a while, I catch one that I'm just really intrigued by. One that I really believe adds the most value to our customers, because at Rhino, our motto is we exist to grow your business, period. So not everything that we believe that our customers should be doing is something that we offer. So we have to find really good partners that we have vetted out that we believe can certainly help our customers grow, because that is what we're in the business of doing. So our guests are a couple of the guys that we have recently created a strategic partnership with, and I'm excited to have them on the show. I'm going to do a quick introduction. We've got Mr. Austin Haller, who's the CEO of Schedule Engine, and Ray Clark, who is the head of sales for Schedule Engine. Welcome, fellas.
What's up, Chris? What's up, Paul? What's up, listeners? Super excited to be here today. I'll let Austin say a little bit of a hello too.
Yeah, our pleasure. Happy to join. Excited about the partnership mentioned, Chris, and eager to jump in and answer a few questions.
Wonderful.
Yeah, I think this started walking on fire together, Chris. So excited to be virtually in the studio doing this podcast today.
Yeah. So to give that a little context, we met at an event in Jersey. In Jersey, and went
Jersey hometown.
Went and walked on some coals, which if you've never done before, is quite interesting. It's more of a mindset thing, but it's pretty interesting. It was a good time. But you learn a lot about who you are as a human being when you're asked to walk on coals. So,
good times.
Let's get into this. Now, Austin, what I think I want to start this thing off is let's go ahead and share with our listeners a little bit of your background, what and kind of how you even, before you even got to Schedule Engine, the path that's really important is to understand the why of how you got there. And I know, Austin, you're a Simon Sinek fan, right?
I am a Simon Sinek.
So Sinek starts fan. With,
yes. So let's start with why.
Start with why. So go ahead, yeah. Brother. Start with why.
Absolutely. Yeah, sure. So I appreciate you asking that question, Chris. So I had an interesting background. I had the opportunity, the privilege to grow up in the trade. So I'm second generation to a large mechanical contractor based out of Pennsylvania, Haller Enterprises. So my father, Rick Haller, started Haller Enterprises from his garage in the house that I was born in, and grew over the span of 30 years his company from a one-man shop into a 425 employee organization, starting as an electrician in the trades and then quickly adding HVAC and plumbing. And so I had the opportunity to grow up, see that from the day I was born. I'm pretty sure we broke some child labor laws back in the day as I was cutting duckboard at probably 6 years old and helping in the warehouse.
Those were called chores, Austin. Those were called chores.
Right. Yeah, that's our story. We'll stick to that. But honestly, Chris, what I see and learn what a contractor goes through every single day to take care of their customers, to run a successful business, to take care of their employees, what the challenges are that are faced, and watch that evolution from a medium-sized contractor at the time that I was really kind of plugging in and working to a larger contractor, which was extremely informative and educational for me as I was growing up and kind of, figuring out what I wanted to do myself.
Love it. So you've been in it for a long time, even when you didn't even know you were in it, you were just doing chores.
You're exactly right. I didn't know anything else.
So for a lot of the listeners who may not know this, I grew up on a huge corn and soybean farm. And farming sucks. It's hard. And I was the only boy. So I, too, was pulled in at a very young age, but I was doing chores. So farming, mechanical, farming's a job. And I got sucked into it early on. So if you've never detasseled corn, it's awful. Google it and see what detasseling corn is. That was my first job, but I did it for free. Okay. So let's keep going. Now, the reason I believe that, and one of the major reasons that we decided to create a strategic partnership with Schedule Engine was because of that history and that background and where it has come from and the knowledge base comes from that knowledge base of Haller Enterprises, which I think you said 30 years. Was it 19? Your dad started in 81. Is that right?
81. Correct.
Okay. Yes. So you've kind of grown up in it. I mean, and you understand it. Another one of your employees who's extremely intelligent, very bright guy, huge heart, Eddie. Got to have some conversations with him. And you have a lot of great team members along the way that have helped kind of add value to this product with their knowledge base. So it's not just like it's Austin Haller or Ray Clark. There's a lot of people that are behind the scenes to building this thing out over time now. So so then tell me the segue into Schedule Engine. Now, maybe first let's tee up high level quickly what Schedule Engine is for those who don't know. So let's tee up what Schedule Engine is, and then let's go from there into why you even started it or how you started it. Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. So Schedule Engine started as an online scheduling solution. Our focus from day one was to enhance customer experience for contractors. As the story goes, we, coming out of the contracting industry, understood, what we were capable of delivering in terms of a customer experience. And we also observed what consumers were increasingly expecting. So being trained by other industries, on-demand service, easy to engage with their local providers. And we didn't feel like we had the tools, the capability to deliver that type of experience ourselves. And that's what inspired the founding of Schedule Engine, was to really bridge that gap from what consumers expect and what contractors are equipped with to deliver. So out of the gate, we started as an online scheduling solution, similar to like an OpenTable for restaurants, but for contractors. And since then, we've evolved significantly to move from just being a product company to more of a a service company, a professional service company that understands the trades, understands what consumers need, who are engaging with the local contractors, and in position to represent contractors in a really effective way, with a focus on delivering an amazing customer experience, converting more of those inbound leads to actual jobs, actual booked appointments, and doing so in a way that sets contractors up for success, unlike other services that have been out there today.
Got it. So now that you've, I guess one thing that you recognized was, and something that we have to deal with quite often, is really speed is a necessity. It's become more of a necessity as we go, which makes time, I believe, as the most valuable thing that anybody has to offer. What you're trying to do is make this process of getting an appointment booked very efficient, very, you know, like it's fast, it's quick, you can get it done. You don't even need to talk to somebody, because let's face it, like I've got a 20-year-old daughter who would rather text me than ever talk to me. And now I've got my son who's got his phone, he's 9. He'll text me from the bedroom. Like he can't even come out and ask me something. But the point of that is that that's, that's maybe a little extreme, but a lot of people right now would rather just get on your phone and text it, or book an appointment, right, or order your food, especially like, during now. I was in the office yesterday and I ordered DoorDash. I had to talk to anybody, order my food, mm-hmm, to get it here. They left it outside the door, which is still weird to me given the scenario. But the point is that the reason that cell phones, mobiles become so popular is because it's easier way of getting things done. It's a faster way of getting things done. And this is kind of falling along those lines. It's how can we still want to make sure we're taking care of our customers at the highest level that we possibly can. And we need to listen to them and understand what's going, yep, on in the market. And part of that is, how can I make this as simple as possible for somebody to book an appointment with us? So.
Exactly right. Exactly right.
So how long has Schedule Engine been a business?
Sure. So we launched to market at Service World late 2017. We actually had our first our contractors up and running live outside of beta, actually real customers, in the middle of 2018. So a relatively new company.
So has your point of view changed in the last 3 years, or how has, like, I mean, what are you seeing from this? Because it seems like a lot of contractors in the industry haven't really adopted to the online booking piece of it. Do you think it's like a fear thing? Is it I just don't know? I mean, like, what is your point of view on all that?
So, I think it's a couple of things. First of all, booking services, home services, HVAC, plumbing, electrical, is not the same as booking a reservation at a restaurant. It's not the same as booking, placing an order for, for food delivery, or even booking an Uber taxi driver. There are so many more variables that a contractor has to manage every single day. They've got different types of technicians with different types of capabilities that service different areas and different trades, different geographical territories. There's an art to diagnosing, figuring out what the inbound issue is, and determining what the actual availability is to schedule that appointment. And there hasn't been adequate solutions to effectively do that to date. And so, I think, as a result, most of the online scheduling solutions that we see are your typical form fill, like, tell me a little bit about your issue and we'll call you back, right? Which is a very unsatisfying experience for a consumer. We take it to the next level. We think about our online scheduling solution not as just a front end kind of integration to the website, but rather a digital CSR. So our solution is built and designed to be configured to each contractor's business rules, so that our system can literally replicate the process that a CSR would go through, and replace that function for a homeowner who's on the website or engaging in web chat or engaging in text, SMS, so that we can meet that customer where they're at and convert that lead into a real appointment, just like a CSR would over the phone.
And have you seen the customers of yours who now have those capabilities, Have you seen that change over the last kind of, you know, 6 or 8 weeks as we're going through this, the new contactless like service call, this type of those types of conversations? What does that look like for you?
Yeah, it's a great question. Sorry. And the increase in activity specifically as it relates to like web chat and that type of engagement digitally, it has been over 25% on an aggregate just within the last few weeks as a result of COVID. There's no question that these circumstances have inspired homeowners to increasingly engage differently with their contractors, and has, I think, opened the minds of more contractors to getting creative and embracing, you know, different alternative ways to do business with their homeowners. And those that have, I think, are delivering a better customer experience, are showing, you know, more empathy to their customers, and are I think weathering this storm perhaps better than others might. And, you know, I think that's one of these set of circumstances, is it's forcing people to think differently about how to do business. And while there's a lot of pain that we're, you know, everyone is kind of working through, I think the creativity, the innovation that these types of circumstances inspire will stick. I think there'll be a lot of things that folks continue to do differently moving forward based on what they've learned through this process.
Yeah. And Paul, we were talking offline the other week, and comes back to mind now. So Chris, Gary V 101, convenience will win. And we're all consumers, right? Contractors, as business people, we're all consumers fundamentally. So we all get the customer experience side. Now, with some of the inefficiencies or the state of the union, what's been happening the past 6 to 8 weeks, we can't forget that a lot of scheduling solutions are helping contractors be more efficient, especially when it comes to the technicians in the field, getting more visibility into jobs and streamlining processes. So I think that's a nice point to talk about. Yep, we're absolutely solving for convenience. How can we remove friction and make it just easier for homeowners to book appointments with their local home services company? But let's not forget about the advantages and the processes and the efficiency, the time back that CSRs, dispatchers, and technicians get. So,
Austin, earlier you mentioned that your technology bridges the gap between consumer expectations and a contractor's capabilities, right? Mm-hmm. We all as consumers have certain expectations when we interact with a brand. For instance, I know right now if I send Chipotle a DM, like they're on it, right? Whatever that is, whether it's Chipotle or Nike or Under Armour or whatever it is, okay? Mm-hmm. What are the expectations that contractors as a whole are just leaving people like high and dry right now? What are those expectations that they're missing? And tell me about how you guys try to solve that problem.
Good question.
Yeah, great question. So, it gets back to what Ray just mentioned, convenience, and what Chris mentioned earlier, which is speed. So I think we live in such an on-demand society today where everything is seconds away. And if it's not, it equates to dissatisfaction. And I think those that get in front of that within our industry have an opportunity to significantly differentiate and to win market share. But it comes down to time and speed. So if I'm online, I want to book an appointment quickly and easily. If I'm engaging in a chat, I want an immediate response within seconds. If I'm calling into somebody, I want to talk to somebody immediately. I don't want to wait. Our solutions are designed to deliver that on behalf of a contractor as quickly as possible. So from a web chat standpoint, from a text SMS response standpoint, we pride ourselves on keeping those response times down to meet those expectations on behalf of contractors for their customers. Ray, anything else you would add to that?
In home services, speed to lead is everything. Chirp stands out by transforming your communication strategy. With Chirp, accelerate your lead response time with instant SMS text messaging, email, and ringless voicemail automation. Chirp's cutting-edge technology ensures you're the first and the most persistent, helping you close more deals than ever. But that's not all. Say goodbye to missed opportunities with Chirp's incredible follow-up system. Keep your leads engaged and moving smoothly through your sales funnel without lifting a finger. And with your deep integrations with top CRMs like ServiceTitan, HouseCall Pro, and Jobber, you can launch laser-targeted campaigns to connect with the exact right leads at the exact right time. Automation creates efficiency. Efficiency unlocks scalability. With Chirp, you can automate speed to lead, estimate follow-ups, rehash, abandoned call follow-ups, canceled job follow-ups, review requests, outbounding to your list, annual reminders, membership expiration follow-ups, and so much more. So stop chasing leads, capture them. Connect faster and close more deals with Chirp. Contact Chirp today and elevate your communication game.
No, the only thing that comes to mind in our industry, we already got the cards stacked against us, right? Unlike my Chipotle burrito or my Starbucks coffee, not many people are looking forward to or happy about having to book an HVAC, electrical, or plumbing call, right? Pretty emotionally distressed. I love sleeping 60 degrees, blankets on, right? If my air conditioning is not working in summer, I'm pretty pissed, right? So we're already dealing with an emotionally distraught customer in many cases. And a lot of times, a water heater, a furnace, how many times, right? We think about the frequency compared to other industries. So that first interaction, we need to win. And it's not just scheduling and chat solutions, right? As you guys know from digital marketing, it just, we need to be where consumers expect us today, multi-channel, omni-channel, and we need to win that first interaction. Because look, if I've been using Tall Paul heating and cooling for 20 years, and you know what, in my moment of need right now, you guys aren't responding to me quickly, I'm ruthless as a consumer today, and I'm going to check out number two, number three. And sorry, man, if they're faster, still love you, Tall Paul. But
my knee was now.
That's a really good point. And I want to back up a little bit. Like, our partnership with Schedule Engine isn't just about them solving the problem of helping our customers book appointments and convert customers now. I mean, that's a piece of it. But I want to talk about the future, right? And we have kind of a glimpse into the future right now because we're all in this situation trying to figure out how to engage with consumers at a safe distance. What does that look like? What does contactless look like? I want to talk about the future. So you've referred to part of your offering as kind of like the open door, right? But you've also referred to kind of the more robust solution as Teladoc. Like, Teladoc, if you're in that space, is a big deal. Finally, that has tipped where people are like, if I have a sore throat, I don't have to go to the pediatrician, right? So tell me about, talk about the future, talk about the technology, talk about what you're building out as consumers' expectations are going to change.
Yeah, great segue. And that is absolutely the direction that we see consumers gravitating towards. Teladoc is the perfect example and kind of poster child for this. And really, you know, the situation for home services is not that much different in that there are expert technicians that have answers to questions that homeowners are asking and seeking answers to. And especially given these current circumstances, to be able to get those answers to those questions quickly, get the advice and get the comfort of knowing, you know, what the situation is, understanding that situation. Is it in a value that, that lots of contractors can be providing to their homeowners, especially during these circumstances? So our vision at Schedule Engine has been to build on the live services model and bring that component in to our offering for contractors. So we started this about a year ago, actually, guys, where we believe that this was a need outside of the COVID circumstances. We know that contractors today, their number one issue across the country is generally finding and keeping great technicians. That's the problem, right? There's not enough good technicians out there. So the name of the game to be successful is making the most, being the most efficient, being the most profitable with the technician that you have. Wasting their time on nuisance calls situations where it's not ideal for them to be out in the field on call types of situations, et cetera, are all the types of challenges that we can solve with remote assist. So our expert technician virtual service is made as a turnkey service for contractors to to quickly turn on. We can enable our expert technicians to be responding to issues in the field on behalf of a contractor, walking homeowners through potential diagnosis over the phone, getting an in-depth understanding of what the actual problem is in the field, some cases actually resolving the issue, in other cases, satisfying that homeowner, easing, you know, the pain and the anxiety that they're potentially feeling, and professionally diagnosing that issue on behalf of the contractor, so that contractor can ensure they're getting the right technician out to resolve that when dispatch is actually required. What we're finding with our existing clients is that of the qualified issues, so not every issue is qualified to be resolved remotely, but of the qualified issues, 48% of those can be resolved remotely, which makes for an amazing customer experience. This is counterintuitive on the surface, because most contractors want to find ways to get their techs out in the field. But if you think about it from the perspective of, I want to get my techs out in the field, but I want to get them to the jobs that can make the most money, this makes a lot of sense. And it creates an amazing customer experience when a homeowner can get something resolved quickly without taking time out of their day to invite a technician into their home. And that's really, you know, the service that we've been providing now for some time, and has been accelerating over the last couple of weeks as demand has increased. The last point I would make on it, in summary, is that because the type of information we're able to collect virtually, contractors are turning what used to be a two-visit resolution into a one-visit resolution. So we're identifying parts and pieces that we're able to equip that contractor with, so they can be more prepared for that first time visit and solve that customer issue quickly.
And that really is like disruptive for this industry. So as we're talking about it, like, it's very simple. That requires really a shift in the mindset for contractors to, I don't want to say let go of that part of their business, but introduce the technology and leverage it. What would you say to the contractor who says, how is something like that different than me just using FaceTime, right? Or asking different questions? Like, what would your response be to something?
Yeah, absolutely. So there's a couple of things. First of all, what we find is that most technicians are best in the field, and that's where the contractor's making the most money with those technicians. That's where they're best utilized. So we have the service that is much more cost effective for the contractor to leverage, to deliver the same customer experience, but continue to keep their techs out in the field where they're the most profitable.
Awesome. Awesome. Do you feel as if an Uber moment is heading to our industry? And what I mean by that is there was a day when that tipped, right? When Uber was some cute technology, and then it started to go to other cities, and then all of a sudden I'm a cab driver and I have no income. Like, for anyone to think that can't happen to their industry just because it involves refrigerant, I think is naive. That's my opinion. Okay. But do we have an Uber moment headed toward our industry?
You know, I think it's a great question. I think one thing is for sure. One trend is real. And that is that as technology becomes more accessible, to small operations, to small, you know, companies or even just individual technicians themselves, they are more empowered to compete and to deliver competitive services and to, you know, attract and steal market share from larger contractors that are out there. And so I think pressure on larger companies, Haller Enterprises is one included. There's many other obviously out there, is to continue to find ways to, you know, to innovate, to create environments that attract those technicians to their companies and stay ahead of that curve. But I do think that yes, as technology becomes more readily accessible, as companies and kind of newer generation of young contractors embrace that technology more so than, you know, previous generations have, that there'll be, you know, a leveling, so to speak, of across the industry over the coming years.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Go ahead, Ray. I'm sorry.
No, it's all good. I'm jumping for a quick tag team here. Well, what I think, Paul, is I think most people coming into COVID were even realizing our industry's not in a vacuum. We're in a pretty good space when we think about Uberization compared to some other industries. But people are starting to realize we're not in a vacuum. And when it comes to technology, it could be scheduling solutions, your website, just differentiating in your market. If you don't innovate as a business, things will happen. One, you can choose to change and innovate. Two, your competitor will beat you to it. Or three, the market will do it to you. And I don't want us to think there's some big, bad Uber wolf out there. But as a business, right, what I would encourage anyone to think through, the game's changing right now. We'll talk a little bit about the new normal. You can either adapt, you can wait for your competitors to adapt and leave you in the dust, or we see some of that Uberization where the market does it to us. And I think if we look in the past 5 to 10 years, there's been a lot of other third-party companies that, again, market supply and demand have taken advantage and been grabbing the consumer, marketing directly to consumers to take a piece of that relationship. And contractors have had to react and figure out, okay, how can I play alongside these other companies who are, again, taking a piece of my customer relationship. So that really jumps to mind, Paul, when I think about the owner or an actual service business. Adapt, wait for a competitor, or the market's going to do it to you. And that's a fact.
That's so well said. And that's, again, back to our incentive in partnering with you guys and helping you guys serve more customers is when that day comes. And if that day comes, I want our clients to be in a position where they have tools available and they don't have to look toward the big giant, whatever that giant looks like. And for those listening, the giant is going to be distributors and manufacturers, right? And people who are super well-funded and building out e-commerce and all those sort of things. But we are officially off the rails. So Chris, if you want to bring us back on the rails, that would be...
No, actually, it was really good information. If I'm a contractor listening to this, my head's probably spinning and thinking, that sounds like a lot of stuff that I don't want to do. And that's the beauty of this is that, and why this strategic partnership works so well for us is because you don't have to. This is the purpose of this software is it's not like it's your team having to respond to these questions. It's your team having to execute this thing. This is the purpose of Schedule Engine. So if I've learned anything over the last decade of working with home services contractors is I can go in and give the most dynamite keynote presentation. I see people taking pictures of screens and taking notes and coming up and talk to me afterwards, and then they go home and do nothing. So the action doesn't match the ambition. And it's not because it's not like they don't want to. It's just there's a lot of things. Everybody's busy, and I would arguably even more so now. So you have to find people who can take care of this for you and do this for you and implement these things for you. And this allows you, the contractor, to get all these things, make yourself stand apart from some of your competitors, but not have to do it yourself. Do you hear me, listeners? You don't have to do it. So the big benefit here was Haller is what, 400 plus employee company, something along those lines, big company. Guess what? They want to be profitable. They want to be efficient. They want to put themselves out in front of their competitors. So this tool was birthed from that, utilizing the advance in technology. So it's a perfect storm, which is why it makes so much sense for us to have this partnership is that I believe in it, especially as we started rolling out these no contact service call badges. And we gave out, I don't even know how, like in the 6,000, 7,000, 10,000, I don't even know, thousands of them. The point was you got to let the consumer know that they don't have to shake your hand. They don't have to see you. They don't have to talk to you. Like that's not going to be a fad. This is just exposing what was already coming. And so This software allows you to become more efficient, which efficiency hits the bottom line positively. Okay. That's the way I looked at this was that I could have taken time aside as the CEO to go and build that. You know, we have 100+ people on our Rhino team, but like, that's not my core competency. So whenever I listen to everything that you just listened to, listeners, on the perks of utilizing Schedule Engine, if you feel like, holy shit, that's a lot of stuff, it makes total sense, and it gives me a competitive advantage, and I don't have, they can just fill my calendar. Well, yeah, if that's exactly the purpose of it, is to do those things and to help you and kind of be that extension of your company. Now, if I'm you and I'm using some sort of field management software like a Service Titan or something, I'm wondering like, well, how does it integrate? Because that's one of the questions I had is we have a lot of customers that use a Service Titan. So what I would like to do is kick that back to you guys to just kind of bring us into, I think we need them to understand, not know how, just understand How does the if there's something that they want to utilize with Schedule Engine, which we'll get to at the end of this, how does it work with their FMS? Can one of you guys explain that?
Sure, it's another great question. So, again, as contractors ourselves, we fully understand how important that efficiency is. We understand how the field management system is the core fundamental system that is being used to manage the business. And if we are going to be a digital CSR, we have to be able to function and integrate very similarly to the way a human CSR would. So that's been one of our core priorities as a company in Schedule Engine, is developing strong relationships and integrations with as many of the best field management systems out there that we can. And so integration with field management system is a part of the package, is something that is available to contractors if they're interested in that. And most of our clients enjoy those integrations. And those integrations enable a few things. It enables us to pull real-time availability that is based on the actual field management system or the dispatch board in real time to inform estimates of availability for homeowners. It allows us to push work orders, job information directly back into the field management system. So all the information collected, whether it was through an online scheduling experience, photos and videos captured, or whether it was a live phone recording or video recording, can flow directly into the field management system, automating that process and eliminating the need for additional kind of CSR follow-up. So that is a big competitive advantage of Schedule Engine as it compares to any other solution that might be considered for these similar types of functions.
How long does this take to implement? Like if somebody wanted to utilize it, how long does it take you guys to onboard? Because I know with some other companies, I won't mention any names, sometimes the onboarding process can be cumbersome, and we try to avoid those things at all costs. But what does an onboard process look like with you guys?
So the answer is it really depends on the contractor, the size, the complexity, and the type of integration that may be applicable. But best case scenario, we were able to implement somebody in the matter of a couple of days. So
okay.
two days is for a relatively simple application. That's the online scheduling, the live web chat, text SMS chat, and even the remote assist capability, it's days away. If we're talking about a more sophisticated integration, or there's lots of business rules that a contractor would like us to account for, we can accommodate that. It just obviously takes a little bit more time for us to learn that business. And in those cases, we're talking a matter of a few weeks to get set up and running.
Okay. You know, whenever you have that quick of a turnaround time, you're supposed to stretch it out to like a week. So you give your execution team like time to have that. Like anytime I say, well, I'm going to do something and I'm going to do it in 2 days, usually our CEO is like, damn it, Chris. Like, no, it's not 2 days. It's 2 days. Like,
yeah. I know. I'm blocking phone calls right now. I have Slack silence.
At least so 2 days.
We'll see how it goes.
I think
for companies that get booked out 2 weeks, they can wait 2 days for this to work out.
Yeah. One thing I would add is as you guys can imagine, the demand for some of these services is increasing right now. So, if there is a wait to get up and running, it's only because, there are lots of contractors that are interested in this type of service. And we, have a process to work through that and prioritize effectively. But from point of actual engagement with somebody, there's a little bit of information we need to collect, and we are moving rapidly towards automating as much of that onboarding process as possible.
Yeah, we the luxury we have, right? We're not trying to replace existing people, processes, or systems. We need your brain, right? Because what we're doing is programming an online interface logic to follow the same exact questions. If you hired a CSR tomorrow, great, here's your scripting. These are the questions you ask to intelligently get the right tech to the job. We're doing the same thing right through Schedule Engine. So a nice luxury is your technicians, business as usual. Your CSR's dispatchers, right? Takes 5 to 10 minutes per call on a good day to book a job. Great. Without lifting a finger, jobs can flow directly into your system and turning that shift from being proactive instead of reactive.
Love
so I didn't grow up in the industry. I kind of like Paul, I came from the manufacturer side. I started a carrier corporation. And when I first dove into contractor call center operations, the art and science of dispatching, I was like, holy shit, this is pretty complicated. And as you kind of swim through and figure out like what are the big pieces, you got your field management systems, right? That's how your accounting, inventory, that's how I run a profitable business. That's my heart. And of course, today you need a website, you need digital marketing. And what I had found, and hopefully a lot of listeners resonate with this, is before Schedule Engine, it was a hodgepodge of, you know, apps or, you know, Calendly, and trying to retrofit like free services to fill customer experience, right? And customer support. And you're like, hey, how does this work? And like, well, we have this and that goes there. And then this exports it. And you're
way
like,
way too much shit. And, way and too much stuff.
Way too much. And to your point, Chris, like contractors do not have to worry about these problems, right? We realized there was no solution geared on customer experience, customer support to fit between your website, your digital marketing, and between your field management system. And that was kind of a really big enlightenment for me, that hopefully when people think, where does this fit in? What does it do? That's a simple answer, right? You got your digital marketing website. How can I connect that in to the systems, my field management dispatching software that I use every day?
Yeah, I think this is just a super awesome, awesome offering product that you guys have put together. I commend you on it. And what makes me feel so good about it is, I mean, I keep going back to it, is this thing was birthed from a successful home services company. Like, you tried it yourself and it worked well for Howler before rolling this thing out. So you were your own guinea pig from the Howler Enterprises side. And
Chris, one of the funny things early on, I get to say all of this again because I'm not Austin the visionary. Again, shout out to Eddie. Austin, Eddie, you think about the people on the ship, the people at Rhino. We don't talk about it enough, but you know, when I think about trying to get on and learn some of these different dynamics and whatnot, I don't even remember where I'm going because I'm fanboying over Austin and Eddie right now. But I'm gonna segue, and that thought's gonna come back to me.
I recognize that I lost my way. Face happens to me too sometimes.
I'm thinking about Eddie's beard, his accent, and then all of a sudden you just jump off the cliff.
Eddie McFarland is Eddie McFarland's an awesome human being. So, great guy. Well, I'll tell you that I want our listeners, and we have quite a few listeners that are Rhino customers as well, part of the Rhino family. This was my thought process, and I think this will help. Anyone who we don't outsource. We do everything in-house. So these decisions to partner come with a lot of digging, a lot of thought, a lot of, you know, does it make sense? Like, there's a lot that goes into it. And you guys are experiencing it because it's just something we don't do. I would rather control it all in-house. At some point, I got to let go, right? I have to. But here's where my thought process goes. Through the years, you know, 12 years of doing digital marketing for home services trades, 12 years, the same thing every day. So we live in a parallel world. We're in this, doing the same things, just kind of different, you know, different tasks. Is I was really good at internet marketing. I'm really good. You know, Rhino was really good at residential add-on replacement and service lead generation, HVAC, plumbing. Like, that's what we're best at. And we do it every single day. So you get really good at figuring it out because every contractor wants the most amount of leads for the least amount of money. That's never changed in a decade. But one thing that I've always done that's made us, I keep saying, because it was my vision in the beginning, but really there's a massive team here, people that are accomplishing everything, is we constantly are trying to find solutions to do what's best for our customers because they don't have the time to stop, slow down, and think about what they should be doing. So at Rhino, we don't just do internet marketing. We are really, really good at it, exceptionally good at it, which is how you maintain a good reputation in 12 years of only being in this home services space. Because I promise you, you piss off a couple people and you ruin your reputation real quick. So you do the right things, but you got to be more than just a lead gen company. So along the ways, we built out this big team of call listening and reporting team. It's called Rhino Tracks. If you have it, you know it's amazing. And it is human beings in this office that listen to every single phone call that comes through the website. The worst job in the company is the Rhino Tracks call listening and reporting team because they have to listen to home services companies' phone calls every single day. That's their job. But the purpose of it is that we have a responsibility as a company from Rhino to deliver facts and deliver results and leave zero question as to what we're doing. So if I bring in an install lead, I want to know the date, time, name, address, phone number, who booked the call, was the CSR, did they miss the objection, did they not miss the objection, what was the lead type, was it a drain cleaning lead, was it a service lead, was it an install, what was the lead? So a human being listens to that so they can also hear the tone of how the call is being handled, so that way we can provide immediate feedback to our customers to say, hey, Mary missed this objection, or you know, Larry didn't get this right, have them listen to the call right now and let's fix it versus waiting till the next month to do the reporting on it and losing all that money, potential money, and close ratio, affecting the close ratio negatively. I don't offer call coaching. Rhino doesn't offer call coaching through all that time frame. But we certainly are doing CSR assessments every single month because we're listening to them anyhow. So we're trying to provide an additional service beyond what we're doing. So we started to roll out the live chat feature, and we called it Rhino Chat. We vetted so many companies in this process, and it took a long time to actively roll it out because it's much like six, seven years ago, I tried to launch an after-hours answering service because I get tired of hearing after-hours answering services butcher the leads that come in for our customers. And I just still don't know of one that's like set apart. I really don't, because there are a lot of really bad ones out there that just don't care like we care. But I tried it because I was trying to solve that problem for our customers. I thought, how difficult can it be? I know how a call should be answered, how I'd want it, you know, how I'd want to be talked to in the call. I know how to overcome objections. Because we're listening to every single call that comes through for every customer, you learn how the call conversations are going over the years. And ultimately, I couldn't find a way to make it even come close to being a profitable service. So literally had to chop it off. After 2.5 years of trying, I don't know how call centers do it. It's got to be a volume game. I couldn't figure it out. The service itself was phenomenal. Anybody who had it will tell you the same thing. But it wasn't worth losing as much money over it as I was losing. So I was bleeding. So from that, we roll all those people over to our call listening and reporting team. But I'm also understanding along the way that live chat is important because, again, people don't necessarily want to talk to you. They just want to use the chat platform. And Austin hit it on the head real early on. You can't wait 10 seconds to reply in a chat. Like, you're vulnerable if you wait 10 seconds to reply on a chat. Like, that seems unreasonable, but that's just the way it is. People expect to, you know, real-time result. Like, hey, I send a message. I'm no different. If I text one of my sales guys or I text somebody on my team, I irrationally believe they should be texting me right back. Like, I better see the three bubbles going across the screen, like, within seconds after I send that message, even though they could potentially be on a phone call and be unavailable. That's just how I think. It's unreasonable, I know. But I do believe that's how a lot of people think. The consumers are thinking that way. So we go down this live chat method to try and solve that problem for the customer, you know, for our contractors. And what this has done is allowed us to take it a step further and take them all the way through the buying cycle into the booking cycle, into getting it booked without any of their, like, they don't even know what's going on. So all this is doing is playing itself out no different than us adding the chat or making sure you add the text message feature on your Google My Business listing. It's a free service because people would text you. Those things keep working and they're going to continue to go. And so that's why I believe as we went down this path in my tenure of working with contractors, of this makes sense. And one thing I pride myself on is we've always got in early in the technology game and it always pans out. But where this works out so well is I genuinely believe that it's what's best for our customers in the future. And all COVID did was uncover what was inevitably going to happen anyhow. And that is, if you didn't get on this technology bus and you don't believe that people don't want to talk to you, you're wrong. There's plenty of people that don't want to talk to you, and the bus is moving forward, and you got to make sure that you stay on that bus and you get the right people on that bus with you and the right partners on that bus with you, because the bus is going to keep moving no matter what you think, okay? The reason text messaging, the reason live chat, all these things have become so key and critical is because people are using it more and more and more all the time. So all this is doing is taking them through the step, getting them booked. Back in the day, I built Rhino apps. Paul, this was even before Tall Paul time. We built something like 3,000 apps for heating and air conditioning contractors. And people would be like, why the hell would I want an app for, You know, what am I going to do with a heating and air conditioning app? Well, the point was, we built them, and you could give them to your maintenance agreements customers to download, so that way you could send the push notifications, because the push notification read rate was like off the charts. And what it did was, you would send out once a month, you know, monthly, you know, filter reminder changers, not non-sales approach, nothing like that. But the point was to keep the contractor top of mind, right? Because we were using technology. So we got way ahead of that game, and we started building apps. And then it became an absolute nightmare, as there became 1,500 different styles of screens you had to design for, and we let that thing go too. But I think we still have a couple hanging on. It's actually ended up how I met PJ at one point. But all to say, we've prided ourselves on chasing technology. And at this point in time, it doesn't make sense for us to build it in-house when someone like Schedule Engine has perfected what it should look like based on their own usage and their own home services partnerships with Howler Enterprises. It just makes sense. So that's the reasoning behind Rhino onboarding it and vetting out that process for those who give a shit. So guys, I want to ask you for this last piece of it to kind of tie it back in is, can you, and I don't know if you're able to share this or not, but I mean, beyond Howler Enterprises, can you share a success story or success stories with some companies that are currently using it? And again, if you can use your name, cool, because there's a good herd mentality goes along with it. If not, totally okay. Maybe just share like that, you know, like the size of the company so people can match it up and something along those lines. So if you could just share a couple success stories, that'd be great.
Yeah. Ray, you want to take that one? Do you want to share the Agentis?
Yeah, there's
a success story.
Yeah. So I'm going to share a success story that's Chris is about chat, Chris and Paul. Before that, when I think of other kind of early customers with Schedule Engine, companies like Jerry Kelly, I think when you think about online booking and multi-channel, it's not just your website. So what we see Jerry Kelly down in St. Louis, Steve Miles, Bethany and their team do a great job is figuring out, okay, if I'm already doing this for marketing, e-blast, direct mail, PDFs these days, how can I incorporate and what little customer awareness do I need to add to let my customers know online booking is now an option? We're not teaching a foreign concept. People use online booking and other things. And we see companies like Jerry Kelly booking over 40 online appointments in one day, Corey up at Comfort Matters and stuff. So there's a lot of what I call booking spikes that are top of mind when I think about some awesome companies. But a specific customer story is definitely Agentis. They're a plumbing company actually in Pennsylvania as well. With COVID, when it was just breaking out, when we think about, we have real industry trained customer support agents handling every chat interaction 24/7. So as COVID was breaking out, not only is it important that we're acting on behalf of each brand to make them feel, a consumer feel like they're chatting with Tall Paul Heating and Cooling, but what do homeowners want to know right now? Are you open? What precautions is your team taking? And, you know, can a technician come into my home? So, you know, kudos to Austin and the leadership team, but we had the foresight to understand, let's get ahead of this and let's make sure all of our reps aren't just industry trained to be an actual asset for each company, but they understand the latest and greatest with COVID and can have these real empathy-driven conversations. Rolled all of this out, email comes in Saturday night, you know, it's either really good or really bad. And it was an email from the contractor because they can see the transcripts in real time. So 8:45 on a Saturday night, homeowner chats in with one of our, again, Schedule Engine on behalf of Agentis, going back and forth, AO Smith, water heater, you know, 40 gallons, et cetera. And we, of course, we booked that real appointment directly in the chat. After hours booking, turned into a couple $1,000 service ticket, all great. What we're really proud about is when you read that transcript, our agent, I'll refrain from her name at this point, but our agent had a really human and empathy-driven conversation. That homeowner had lung cancer. Their immune system was compromised. And when you think about what's scary, coronavirus, immune compromise, like that's a real threat.
Right.
And they needed heating and cooling services. So yep. Yes, we booked that appointment, but we had a real empathy conversation about what the technicians do. Yes, they'll wear extra masks. Made that customer just feel taken care of. And that's a great relationship that we're pretty proud of.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. Jerry Kelly, great reputable company on St. Louis. I know them well. 40, did you say 40 appointments a day? Did I hear that
so
right?
So they booked, I think it was 42 appointments. geez, maybe I can't remember what day it is, Chris. So this might have been a week or two ago, and it's not even hot yet, right? Where for Game of Thrones fans, winter is coming. No, summer is coming, right? Yeah. But yeah, Steve Miles and the Jerry Kelly team, early adopter, continually leading the charge. They're doing some awesome stuff right now to give to the community. So shout out to Steve if he's listening.
Hey, and I've read that chat transcript and I just got chills again because I know exactly what it said. And hopefully we can share this within our community. But there is no alternative to human empathetic conversation. Absolutely. Like absolutely. No chat bot can understand absolutely. That, right? So,
oh, you just hit it. Oh, man, you hit a sweet spot real quick because I know Austin's going to want to say something here.
Go ahead, Chris. Go ahead.
The chat bot thing. Let me tell you, would you send a robot out to talk to your customers? Would you? Is that like, would you? I mean, maybe in like 2040, like, I don't know what 2040 looks like, but Paul hit the head on empathy. I just don't know how you get that from a robot. It's just not, I get the efficiency and the speed of it and all this, but it's just not the way we do business. That's not what's real. And I will never use a chat bot. Austin, go ahead, brother. Bring us home, buddy.
I completely agree with everything stated. I think, you know, there's a balance between delivering an amazing customer experience and booking appointments. We're all in the game to convert inbound leads and turn those into appointments and make money. But there's a human element to what we do. Most contractors pride themselves on taking care of their customers and pride themselves on the relationships that they develop. That is what we want to embody and enhance for all of our contractors. And I would just call out another record with regards to online booking that we're seeing from another top client. Over the weekend recently, we've had contractors seeing upwards of 175 to 200 appointments in a day. And this trend, I say that to say the trend is clearly heading in this direction. And I think those contractors that get in front of it will enjoy the benefits of it and deliver the type of customer experience that their consumers come to expect.
You want a fun stat about some of those weekend bookings? So for our weekend warriors, we had to triple check this data. One company in Atlanta, 25 online appointments came in between midnight and 8 a.m. going from Saturday to Sunday, right? For all those night owls out there on their smartphone, something breaks, it breaks. No judgment when you are getting to your to-do list. But again, East Coast time, double checked, 25 online appointments between midnight and 8 a.m. I mean, that can fill some weeks for some contractors.
Yeah,
right?
Maybe. And those after hours appointments, they got some money attached to them. 100% mic drop. Well, I want to finish saying this piece. Guys, I appreciate you guys have shared a ton of information, and it's really hard to squeeze it in. I think we're probably getting close to about an hour into the podcast, but I want to reiterate one quick thing. We have a lot of like these auto chat features that we use even in our social media platforms that allow us to answer the question quickly and allow one of myself or whoever's managing our messaging platforms to get to it. I'm okay with that. Like, that part makes sense to me, so you can kind of at least understand who needs to respond to those messages. But I just don't believe that entire thing is handled by a auto messenger or by a chat bot, because it's just not, in my opinion, it's not the best way to get it done. It's not the right way to get it done, in my opinion. So I think you guys have created an amazing product, an amazing service for your peers, really. I mean, that's what you did. And you've rolled it out, and there's great success stories because it continues to work. And Ray, I appreciate you sharing those little things, because it's easier to relate to that when you can hear those real numbers, understand how those real numbers would actually impact your business. And those are things that get me excited, is exactly that. So guys, thank you so much for hopping on To The Point. Glad to have you guys on. We are excited about our new partnership and actually getting it rolled out. We're in the hurry up and wait phase of building it all out internally, which is the most brutal phase for me. I get in the way too much, and then I got to bring somebody else in to fix the shit I just broke. And that's what's happening now. But we're really close to rolling this thing out to the masses. This is ultimately the beginning, and this is the first time we're announcing the partnership. Thank you guys for trusting in us as that as a partner to as a strategic partner for you as well. We're excited. Listeners, we certainly hope you had a lot of good takeaways today. If you have any interest in learning more or getting more details, like the costs associated to all this stuff of using Schedule Engine, you can certainly reach out to the show directly, To the Point. Go to the Facebook page, Instagram. You can email. You could also email Schedule Engine directly. Would you guys like to share some contact info?
Yeah, Austin's probably getting blown up from onboarding since he dropped the 72-hour onboarding timeline. So we'll I'll take this one. But yeah, if anyone's interested, Ray, R-A-Y, Ray at ScheduleEngine.com. Reach out on email, LinkedIn, Ray Clark, and eager to hear and just have some great conversations.
I think what I heard him say was he was going to give Austin's cell phone number. That's what I heard.
You email me, and then I give you Austin's cell phone number. That's how it works.
So, listeners, just make sure that you mention To the Point. That way they take real good care of you. Is that fair, guys?
That's more than fair.
Awesome. All right, thank you so much, listeners. Go ahead, Austin.
No, I want to say thank you as well to you, Chris, and the team, and for this podcast series and what you're doing to, you know, to spread the word on, you know, trends within the industry and keep folks, you know, up to speed and educated. We couldn't be more excited about the partnership with Rhino and the team, and looking forward to next steps as well.
Yeah, man, I really appreciate that. Thanks, Austin. And likewise, you know, like I said, we're equally as excited about it too. And so listeners, if you don't know about scheduling, you know now, figure it out, get ahead of the game, use it. I promise you, just by adding that, you'll put yourself light years ahead of a lot of your competitors now. So listen, it's working. It continues to grow because people are using it. And just like they shared, like, the stats don't lie. Numbers don't lie. So any questions, reach out to them. Reach out to us directly. But thank you for listening again to The Point. Until next time, peace.
Thank you for listening to The Point. We hope you enjoyed this episode. Please consider leaving us a review in the App Store. And don't forget to share with your friends. Till next time, kick some ass.